This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Church, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Truly, we sense that the Spirit of God is in this place. And I'm seeing most of you for the first and some maybe the second or third time. But I am happy to be a part of the Plantation family. And I am so looking forward to get to know you personally, and you know me likewise. So I have been preaching on a series on kingdom life, and today is another episode in that series. And the title for today is The Pursuit of Perfection. The Pursuit of Perfection. Pray with the preacher. Perfect God, whose love is reckless. You loved me, and so I know it. Today we stand in your presence, acknowledging how much you love us. But we ask it doesn't stop there, that we ourselves will come into a place where we love like you love. And so as I preach this word today, I stand with the assurance that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because you have anointed me to preach. And so as I preach today, feed your sheep through me in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. The pursuit of perfection. Our text is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. And it reads like this. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be, and I'm paraphrasing, children of your Father in heaven. For God makes the sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and sends the rain on the just and also on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even tax collectors do the same? And if you greet those of your own kind, paraphrasing again, what more do you do than others? Do not even, some version says, pagans do the same? Here it comes. Therefore, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Say the pursuit of perfection. You can say it. The pursuit of perfection. Hear Jesus. Here we see Jesus, just as Moses was standing on Mount Sinai and sharing the code of covenant with the people of Israel. So Jesus is standing on the mount and sharing the principles of God's kingdom. He gave the Beatitudes. He told us about being light and salt. He told us he is the fulfillment of the law. And then he goes down into six antitheses. And then he concludes, he summates these ethical principles of God's kingdom in one command. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Whoa, hold on, Jesus. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. What could Jesus mean when he commands us to pursue perfection? Wait, could Jesus be talking about pursuing purity? Could Jesus be talking about pursuing purity? And by purity, I mean sinless perfection. Now, sinless perfection is a state of being that is pure and untainted by sin, being both faultless and also flawless. So is Jesus asking us to pursue sinless perfection when he says to us, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect? Well, it's the same Jesus who says to us, you are guilty of judgment if you are angry with your neighbor, even if you do not commit an act of murder. It is the same Jesus who says, we are guilty of committing adultery if we have lustful thoughts, even if we do not live out those thoughts. Jesus is acknowledging the human condition that we are sinful by nature. But he didn't stop there. He calls us, he still requires of us to live morally upright. But I want us to know, and thank God for this. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad. I am so glad that God has made a way for me to live in this life, even though God knows I cannot attain to sinless perfection. It is impossible for us to attain sinless perfection, flawlessness and faultlessness. But a day is coming. A day is coming when Christ come, you will be separated from sin fully. And so I'm so happy that the pursuit of perfection is not about pursuing sinless perfection. Because none of us, not for a moment, can attain to that. So if Jesus is not calling us to the pursuit of sinless perfection, what is he calling us to? What is this pursuit of perfection? Well, we know that the pursuit of perfection is not about the practice of reciprocity. What do you mean, preacher? We know that the pursuit of perfection is not about the practice of reciprocity. Now, the principle of reciprocity is based on the agreement or the expectation of mutual benefit. Reciprocity says, I will invite you for lunch because you will invite me for lunch. Reciprocity says, I will give to you because you will give to me. Get it? Reciprocity says, I wash your hands because you will. But that's the problem with reciprocity. Reciprocity does not take into account the benefit of the one who wants, who needs their hands to be washed, but is unable to wash the other's hand. Let me tell you what I mean. Reciprocity also says, I won't give to you because you won't give to me. Reciprocity also says, I won't invite you for lunch because you can't invite me for lunch. Reciprocity says, I won't wash your hands because you can't wash my hands. It is based on the principle or the expectation of mutual benefit. And that's the problem with reciprocity. And that's the reason Jesus says, when we practice reciprocity, we behave dishonest like tax collectors. Jesus says, if you love those who love you, you aren't doing anything exceptional because tax collectors do that. They love those who can give them more in tax than they deserve. They love those who they can extort. It's obvious to us then that the pursuit of perfection is not about practicing reciprocity. Okay, Jesus, so hold on, Jesus. You are asking us to pursue perfection, but it's not about sinless perfection. It's not about purity, and it's not about reciprocity. Well, we also know that it is not about partiality. The pursuit of perfection has nothing to do with the practice of partiality. What do you mean? Now, the law demanded that Israelites love their neighbors as themselves. But the Israelite took the term neighbor to mean only another Jew, only another Israelite. And so based on that precedence, based on the understanding, they began sticking to their own kind. They began practicing exclusivism and partiality. But that's not what the law required. And that's why Jesus says the pursuit of perfection is not about the practice of partiality, because if we greet only those who we greet, who greet us, or greet those only of our kind, then Jesus says we are living like unbelieving pagans. If we greet those of our own kind, our own brothers and sisters, if we greet those of our own ethnicity, race, culture, theological beliefs, then we are no better than unbelieving pagans. Jesus says we are to pursue perfection. But the pursuit of perfection is not about purity. It is not about reciprocity, and it's not about partiality. So what then is this thing about? About pursuing perfection. Let me give you a hint. The pursuit of perfection has to do with authenticity. Not purity, not reciprocity, not partiality, but authenticity. Here is how Jesus says it. You have heard that you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Let me illustrate it this way. There were two farmers living beside each other. One a Christian and the other a non-Christian. So it happened that the non-Christian's goat went over to the Christian's farm and ate, oh my gosh, not even the grass, a big patch of cabbage. And sadly, the non-Christian didn't repay the Christian for the damages done. But as they were there, living in this farming community, the time came and there was a drought. And both their farms were being affected. Now the Christian is reading the Bible and praying, and the Christian comes up on the story of Elijah, where Elijah prayed for rain and rain came. You know what I'm talking about. So the Christian now decides to pray for rain. The Christian prays, God of Elijah, you are the God who can send rain in a dry and weary land. My farm is dying. My crops are dying and I need them to survive. God, please send the rain. But God, when you send the rain, cause it to fall only on my farm. The next day the rain came and watered both farms. Nature, hear me, beloved. Nature is wiser than we are. Nature is more obedient than we are. The laws of nature determines that rain falls on the good and the evil, the just and the unjust. And nature is reflective. The laws of nature are reflective of the nature of the God of love. What it says to us is that God's love is inclusive and impartial. And the problem is we often forget this. We often forget this. And that's why Jesus commands us, love your enemies. Love your enemies. But Jesus, what do you mean? These are enemies. We hate them. That's why they're enemies. How do you mean pray for him? How do you mean love your? That's what they are for. You love friends and you hate enemies. But Jesus is not asking us to live the fundamentals of the law. The fundamentals of the law says, love your neighbor. But Jesus requires more than the fundamentals of the law. Jesus requires us to come to a higher standard. A higher standard says, love your enemy as your neighbor. But how can we love them, Lord? How can we love our enemies? It's almost impossible. We often forget, but let me remind us that it's when we were enemies of God that Christ died for us. We often forget, but let me remind us that it's when we were sinners without grace that God sent Jesus to die in our place. And so when God commands us to love our enemies, God is asking us to love as God loves us. I'm so glad today that Jesus calls me a friend. I'm so glad today that when I was unrighteous, Jesus looked beyond my faults, my faultiness, and my faultiness, and he called me friend. Jesus is calling us to a higher standard. Reciprocity, partiality are not the standards by which we are called to live by.
But we are called to live by the principle of authenticity. What do you mean by that? Authenticity says we must live true to our values and our identity. Authenticity says we must live true to our values and our identity. And that's why Jesus says, love your enemies. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Look, and here's the thing. Jesus gives us another reason why we should do this. Jesus says, and hear it, it's purposive. Hear what Jesus says. Love your enemies so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. Now, let me be clear. Jesus is simply saying, be who you say you are. You didn't get that. Jesus is simply saying, be who you say you are. Jesus is not commanding us to love inclusively and impartially because we want to be children of God. No, no. Jesus is saying love inclusively and impartially because you are children of God. Be who you say you are. And that's what the pursuit of perfection is about. God is who God is to us, who God says God is. God is a loving, impartial, and inclusive God. That's the reason you are sitting there. That's the reason you are there. That's the reason you're there. That's the reason you're tuning in. That's the reason I am here. Because God is who God says God is. God's love is reckless. That's why we are here. That's the pursuit of perfection, to be who we say we are. It's not about the pursuit of purity. We can't achieve that. We can't attain it by ourselves. It's not about the practice of reciprocity. That is dishonest tax collector behavior. It's not about partiality. That's the behavior of unbelieving pagans. But authenticity, that's the behavior of the children of God. That is the principle of God's kingdom. And so, God calls us to pursue perfection. God wants us to pursue perfection. And when we pursue perfection, when we love as God loves, that's the time we move into the place where we can attain perfection. The pursuit of perfection then is all about authenticity. We pursue perfection when we live as children of God in heaven. We pursue perfection when we love inclusively and impartially as God loves. We pursue perfection when we be who we say we are. And so then, let us be Christians. It's as simple as that. Let us be Christians. Let us be children of God. Let us be disciples of God's kingdom. Let us live the kingdom life. Let us pursue perfection. One songwriter says it this way, and I wish I had the voice of 10,000 angels to sing it. But the song says, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. I'm pressing on until I've reached a higher ground, a higher standard of living, when I can truly, my character can truly reflect that of God. The pursuit of perfection, it's not about sinless perfection, not about purity, even though God calls us to live morally upright. It's not about reciprocity, behaving as if we are dishonest tax collectors. It's not about partiality, behaving as if we are unbelieving pagans. It is all about authenticity, living into our identity as children of God. And so, beloved, will you come with me? Will you come with me and let us pursue perfection?
I invite you to stand with the rest of us as we sing the closing song, which, you know, this is how the Holy Spirit works. In order to pursue perfection, in order to truly live like Him, we have to ask Him to draw us close to Him. So we're going to sing "Draw Me Close to You." And I want you guys to really think about the words you're singing, because it says, "You're all I want. You're all I need." And just think of how he did what He did for us, because He loved us that much. Sing, "Draw me close to You. Never let me go, never let me go." Sing,
"Never let me go."
Saul says, "I lay it all down." Say,
"I lay it all down again." To hear You say that I'm Your friend.
Come on, say it to Him. "You are my desire.
You are my desire.
No one else will do.
No one else will do.
'Cause nothing else,
'cause nothing else can take Your place.
With all your heart, say it out. Sing it with us.
Never let me go. Never let me go.
Just stretch out your hands. And lay it all down.
Lay it all down again.
To hear You say.
To hear You say that I'm Your friend.
You are my desire.
You are my desire.
Come on, stretch out your hands. You're all I want.
God, whose love is impartial and inclusive, which secured my or salvation when we were enemies of God. Help that this love we receive from you will inspire us to pursue perfection in loving as you love, loving our enemies as our neighbors, and being who we say we are. That is Christian. Empower us now to pursue perfection, we pray, in the name of our loving God. Amen. Amen.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.